I'm Frank Vaughn. It's November 26, 2024, and I'm here to tell you a couple of three things. The idea that Trump putting tariffs on Canada was A, unexpected, and B, is a bad idea. We have to dispose of that right now. The failure of Justin Trudeau is complete. The failure of Jagmeet Singh is complete. In 2015, he was elected on this notion that Canada was the first post-national state, that it was the premier post-national state, and it was going to set the example for the entire world. He bought into globalism. He bought into internationalism. He bought into the idea that Canada was nothing but a resource colony, that we had no core cultural and ethnic identity, that we had no core identity of any kind. And he was wrong, and he has failed. The USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, the new trade agreement, the only people who think that this was a good idea for Canada are rubes who don't understand trade. Now listen, we have an insecure border. We are a thoroughfare for drugs, for money laundering, for unvetted immigrants who are just released into our country in numbers we can't even count them. We have one of the most insecure borders in the entire world. That is not Trump's fault. It is a decision of Justin Trudeau. This idea that criminals are not responsible for the crimes they commit and they must be released into our communities after they offend and offend and offend. That affects U.S. policy decisions as well. So what Trump is doing with the failure, with the backdrop, that the idea of post-nationalism, the idea that globalism was going to win, this very thing that Justin Trudeau brought in, he doubled down on internationalism, on globalism, on making Canada a clearinghouse for everybody else's grievances while also denying our existence, our cultural identity, our identity as a very nation. That was his plan, and it's failed. The world we live in now is a multipolar world. We're going to have power centers again. We're going to have spheres of influence again. And we have to reckon with that reality. The globalists, the World Economic Forum people, the United Nations folks, I got news for you. Remember a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I was saying on Twitter how they're going to pivot on immigration? Remember how in December of 2019, I was telling you about COVID? You know how I have this history of just kind of being ahead of the curve and seeing trends? The fact is, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, their influence is waning. I don't care about the Paris Climate Treaty. I don't care about the things we've signed on to because the national governments can walk away at a moment's notice. That's going to happen. The world is changing. This government that we're under right now, the government of Trudeau and Singh, all through the election cycle in the United States, never wasted an opportunity to insult Donald Trump because they thought it was a shoo-in. They thought the Democrats were going to win. They wrote checks that they couldn't cash with reality. And now we're all going to pay the price. That's not on Donald Trump. What we need is not Maple MAGA, this term that they use to discredit people. We need a restoration of Canada, the ROC movement. That's what we need. And we need new leadership to do it. It's incredible to me still to this day, the 34%, according to the latest Main Street poll, still support the Liberals and the NDP. These are the most out-of-touch people that don't understand. I see people on Twitter who are very upset with Donald Trump, and they're just like, oh, what's it look like? You know, Maple MAGA now, and they're making fun of people. This ain't on him. He's doing what leaders do when they represent their nations well. He's putting the United States first. And we could do the same here. We can very quickly secure our borders. We can very quickly secure our ports. If we want to dry up the drug supply, we can do it. If we want to dry up gang violence, we can do it. We just got to enforce our laws. If we want to stop smuggling, we can do it. The government of Trudeau and Singh allows these things to happen. And our neighbor, our largest trading partner, is taking notice and putting us on notice that if we don't get our act together, it's going to hurt us. Canada has become a dependent nation. It's not just Trudeau and Singh's fault. This has been going on for a long time. We've destroyed our manufacturing base. We've allowed our companies to be bought up by foreign interests. China controls our universities. They control our resource development. China has big interests in oil in Alberta, and that's just scratching the surface of what they've done. We allowed that. Multiple governments allowed this to progress, but nobody hit the accelerator as much as Trudeau and Trudeau Singh. So save your blame. Don't point your finger at Donald Trump, who's just doing his job. Point your finger at the people who have put us in this position as policy, not by some accident. This was deliberate decision-making. It has left our guard down. It's destroyed our national character, which is why I say we need a restoration of Canada. Look, if there's a future in this country, it's through restoration. It's through a complete 180-degree U-turn going in the other direction under new leadership. This leadership can't do it. You want to know something else that really grinds my gears? I'm just going to show you. What does your news media, which is now funded by the government, what do they think is important? Let's just go through a few. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau busts some moves at Taylor Swift concert. Taylor Swift inspires Justin Trudeau to show off his dance moves. Trudeau attends Taylor Swift concert with family. Isn't that wholesome? Taylor Swift inspires Canadian Justin Trudeau to bust a move. They don't even write their own headlines. Meanwhile, Montreal was burning once again as the radicals took to the streets and just destroyed private property, because we encouraged that. It took the government and it took the media a full day before they started reporting it. That's the big story. They were content to cover the whole thing up until it became too big on places like X, where the news actually is, to ignore, and then they had to respond to it. They've encouraged and stoked this violence by teaching you that Canada is a hated artifact, by teaching you that every kind of minority has a grievance against the white Canadian, whatever that means, by teaching you to be divided against yourself as they allow criminals to flood this country, as they allowed an immigration system to blossom, which does nothing but take advantage of not just your tax dollars, but the future. Your children are going to be paying for these idiots. And I don't want to call names, but I am genuinely angry. And I'm angry that people can't see that the politicians they supported have led us to this in the last 10 years. This ain't on Trump. Let's keep going with a little bit of news. Canada's first female defense chief can't believe U.S. Senator would question a woman's role in combat. That's the most important story to the CBC. Look at these headlines. There's nothing real in here. It's all this failed ideology. That's what's represented in the news. Canada's tax relief plan. So Nero, after going to these concerts and trading bracelets with teenagers like a creep, Nero is fiddling with giving you a little bit of your money back after he took it from you at gunpoint, because that's all government is. And I'm not an anti-government guy. Look, humans, we organize into hierarchies. There will always be some kind of government. We have to fight over constantly because there is no end goal. Anybody who tells you that they can just deliver an end product which will deliver utopia forever, they're wrong. The political fight and the fight for sanity continues every day and it will never go away. They take your money and then they fiddle with giving you a portion of it back. And they download on top of businesses another accounting nightmare. Look, I remember talking about this when CERB came out, when the business loan program came out that was a response to COVID. I said, I feel sorry for the Canada Revenue Agency for the first time in my life, because now they got to implement this thing. And when this disaster that the government is creating blows up in their face with all the fraud, they're going to task the CRA with getting all that money back. Good luck to you. Now they've created another accounting disaster in a failed attempt to buy your votes. Everything these people do, it's like the opposite of productive. It's regressive. They talk about being progressive. They're regressive. They pass C-21 to harass hunters. Meanwhile, gangbangers are on your street shooting people up every single day. And by the way, it's already illegal to shoot people. It's already illegal to carry a handgun in public. You got Khalistanis riding horseback with swords drawn. Not a whisper of it in this fawning media. You have them at weddings firing AK-47s. Do you know how long AK-47s have been banned in this country? It just goes on and on and on, and all they want to do is harass the core of Canada, the 25 million that are multi-generational Canadians. Let's continue with what the news thinks is important, even with access to Blockbuster. This blockbuster obesity drugs. Some people don't lose weight. These blockbuster obesity drugs are being prescribed off-label. The solution's already there. Stop eating. It's so easy. Stop eating and exercise. But no, we're going to do another medical experiment. And the funny thing is even after the disaster that was the medical experiment we just went through and the answer to the pandemic, we're doing another one. And people are lining up for it. It's just like the tummy tuck surgeries where you get your stomach shrunk. It's a terrible idea, folks. Get some, I'm really trying hard not to swear here. Get some discipline. That's all you need. You don't need this. But CTV is here pushing it on you. And look at the ratio. 29 comments, 3 likes. And that, of course, this is old. It's probably worse now. It is worse now. CTV gets ratioed every time they do anything. This is supposed to be, this is what the left tells me. The completely disattached and disassociated from reality left tells me that CTV is conservative media. It's crazy. Oh, look, another one. What a Texas border county flipping red after a century means for American politics. And who do they pick? An old white guy in a MAGA hat. Reinforcing racial and sexist stereotypes. That's what they're doing here. This is not an accident. They want you to believe that MAGA is entirely white old men. And they want you to be racist and sexist about it. They want to ignore the record rise in support for the Republican Party among Latinos, among Asians, among Arabs, among all the minority groups. They're not going to tell you that story because they don't do news. They do propaganda. Canada Post strike could delay influencers, pups, holiday cards to dozens of fans. Is this... this retards the development of the human condition in this country. This retards the entire country. Look up the definition of the word before you get offended. Look at this. Like, who cares? Canada Post, they just released their third quarter results. They lost another $300 million. They're on course to lose over $1 billion this year. And these morons in the union, they want a 23% wage increase. They want cross-sex hormones to be better funded. They got a whole laundry list of things they want. They're a crown corporation. Some moron on Twitter. I'm sorry here. I'm really sorry. I'm trying to be nice. This guy on Twitter, he says to me, he calls me an effing idiot, and he says crown corporations aren't supposed to make money. It's like, dude, this is Canada 101. And again, it highlights the fault of the education system that people can go through 12 years of school, basic education, and come out thinking crown corporations aren't there to make money. I even showed him the law, and of course he never responds. They all just disappear back into their echo chamber. These people have destroyed our country. They've destroyed our identity. They've destroyed our cohesion. It's not just here, and that's why I put this picture in here too. MSNBC, Lake and Riley's killer never stood a chance. That poor guy, that poor murderous son of a... MSNBC is going broke. That's a symbol for what's about to happen here. We're all going to go broke if we keep going down this road. It's over. The globalist moment's finished. We have to get along. We have to respect each other. We got to stop demonizing the Russians and demonizing all of these different forces. And we got to start focusing on North America and how to make it great. We got to get a deal done with the United States. We got to build the future together for our national interest. At the expense of everyone else. We're not going to save the world. We're not going to save Africa. We're not going to save India. We're going to save Canada. And when we do immigration, I'm not a person who thinks we should stop all immigration. We do need a deportation plan because we got a lot of problems. We got to get aggressive. And if we don't get aggressive, the United States is going to destroy us. Maybe not militarily, but economically, they're going to put so much pressure on us. And we're going to have to respond to it. It's just the way it is. When we bring someone here, whether it's a TFW to pick the apples that nobody wants to pick here, or whether it's somebody that fills a critical role in our economy, it's okay for us to say, hey, look, here's a bag of money. A bag of money that you would have no hope of earning where you come from. That's what you get. And what we get is labor. You want to bring in grandma? You want to bring in grandpa? You want to bring in your uncle, who are all dependents? Too bad. They stay home. Send that money back. That's what you get for the deal. You don't want the deal? You don't want the bag of money? Fine, stay home. We'll bring someone else. It's okay for us to be selective. It's okay for us to discriminate. A society is defined by what it says yes to, but more so by what it says no to. Why do we have to lay open the doors and let the world just take full advantage of us? Like we're prostrate on the ground and everybody's having a turn. Trying to speak friendly here. Anybody telling you otherwise are the very same people who have broken this country over the last 10 years. And listen, this isn't just about the politicians. The people of this nation have allowed this to happen too. Mainly the supporters of these parties who would continue to vote for them, complain about all the problems, but think they can fly their transgender flag or their Every Child Matters flag, and all of a sudden that magical symbol flying on your flagpole, if you're even energetic enough to put a flagpole up, most of you can't even do that. Most of these people can't even do that. They think it somehow solves something, the virtue signaling. Meanwhile, everything is decaying around you. Time to wake up, kids. It's time for the adults to be put back in charge, or there ain't going to be nothing left. Look, it's getting to a point where the breakup of the country is starting to look like the best outcome, because some pieces of this country still have sanity, and we could probably do very well for ourselves if the whole thing was gone. And I'm not alone in thinking that. The Bloc Québécois is looking like they're going to form the opposition, a separatist movement. And to the rest of the provinces, it's time for you to stop casting aspersions alone on Quebec. It's okay to cast your aspersions. There's a lot about Quebec I don't like. They've been taking advantage of this entire country. But they've done their job right. They've wielded their provincial autonomy with force and effect. Every other province needs to take a lesson from that. If we can't straighten out the federal government, if we can't re-identify with Canada, if we can't have a ROC movement, a restoration of Canada, there's nothing left for the country. It's time to go our separate ways. I don't know if that's good for us, but I'll tell you, the world that's coming, the world that's here, it's not coming anymore, it's here. The multipolar world, if we don't accept that reality, if we keep pushing these stupid ideas, it's chaos for your kids. It's ethnic violence. It's religious violence. It is a fracturing and decay with no core identity, which is exactly what these pricks want. Don't blame Trump. Emulate him. I'm Frank Vaughn. I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website, frankvaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again? And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.